We asked Americans about their favorability towards private and public institutions. First, we found that Americans tend to prefer private sector firms to public sector firms. Americans also tend to prefer institutions that let them choose between the firms that they use. And what I mean by that is that people can switch grocery stores. People can switch the bank that they go to. It gets harder to switch your local government or your state government, and it becomes even harder to switch your federal government. And this probably explains why 88% of Americans have a favorable impression of their local grocery store, whereas only 33% have a favorable impression of the federal government. So with the 2012 presidential election approaching, we have several GOP presidential candidates talking about abolishing and consolidating the federal bureaucracy. Americans are fairly evenly divided about whether they would like to abolish and consolidate the Department of Housing and Urban Development or keep it as it is, with 44% in favor of abolishing and 47% opposed. And this is especially interesting because despite its existence, we've still had a housing boom and bust. In general, a majority of Americans aren't quite ready to say they want to abolish these federal departments. What we did find, though, is that between 30 to 45% of Americans do favor abolishing and consolidating these departments. So it's hard to argue that wanting to abolish and consolidate these federal departments is fringe or way outside the mainstream. Reeling from the onset of the 2008 financial crisis, politicians and political candidates seem to rally around a similar mantra in which they said, we might not agree about what we should do, but we can agree that government needs to do something. So in 2011, we asked Americans, what were they more concerned about? Were they more concerned about government failing to take action, or were they more concerned that government would take action, but that action would make things worse? And we found that a majority of Americans, 52%, actually are most concerned that the government will take action, but that action will make things worse. We also surveyed Americans' willingness to consider specific third-party candidates who might enter the 2012 general election. 21% of Americans said that they would or might consider voting for former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson. We also asked about Congressman Ron Paul. 35% of Americans said they would or might consider voting for him in the general election, and 33% said they would consider voting for New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg.